This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's taken longer than many thought it would, but the discovery of a wolf in Skagit County may indicate the first wolf pack west of the Cascades since wolves began recolonizing in our state over 10 years ago. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Wolf Policy Coordinator Donnie Martorello says it's a big first.
We received a report of wolf activity in eastern Skagit County here a few weeks back. Got into some chickens, connected immediately with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. In the western two-thirds of the state, wolves are federally listed under the Endangered Species Act as endangered. And so the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is the lead agency. So we've worked in coordination with them and documented the sign, actually saw what we thought was a wolf while we were there, initiated trapping with the service, and was able to catch and collar and release on site an adult male wolf.
Martorello says in his department, this is pretty heady stuff.
So it is exciting in terms of a presence of a known wolf collared on the western part of the state. It's not a surprise for us. You know, we've seen a very steady increase in the wolf population in Washington, both numerically and in their range.
Over the past decade, the state's wolf population has grown from nothing to about 20 packs, all east of the Cascades, with 15 of them residing in four northwest Washington counties.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.